The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the Director of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. And we're thrilled to have on the program today Sean McCusker, who is an artist with a studio at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, where our offices are located, but does many things around the county. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Jen. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. So great to have you. There's a lot of things happening. It seems like we've seen you often over the last few months with installing shows and art calls and all of those things. We at the Office of Cultural Development are housed at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, which is a city-owned gallery, a city-owned building, rather, at 28 Rennie Avenue, right near City Hall. Kitty Lichtenstein donated that building to the city many years ago. And Sean has a studio there. There are 9 artist studios and an art gallery that changes monthly. How long have you had a studio there?
Oh, geez. I meant to look that up precisely. It's been a while. It was in the aughts when I moved in, I think. It's been quite a while.
That's awesome. Yeah, we're happy. You're on the second floor along with Jesse, Tobin McCulley, Peg Dotchin, and then the Gypsy Lane folks. There are 3 floors to the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. So it's very, very exciting. And Sean helps us hang many of the shows. The art comes in waves during art drop-off. The last 2 shows in particular, we have very big memories of the off-the-street show for the February 10x10, and then the 40 Shades of Green show for the Irish Sister Cities. Mm-hmm. People drop the art off, and then Sean makes magic and installs it on the wall. He is very good at that. But you are involved in many, many things. Something near and dear to you is the Beckett Arts Center, right?
Yes, yeah. I'm currently exhibitions curator at the Beckett Arts Center. I had been involved with them for quite a while and ended up having an artist residency there of the last couple years. And then that led me into fully, you know, having a position there as curator. And I install all of their shows now. So for a little bit of background, for those that don't know me, I was assistant to the director of a house museum for 20 years, and I left that position last year to focus on my art in particular, but also install shows for people. So that's something that I'm for hire to install shows. That's why I do shows at the Lichtenstein, which I've done for a long time.
Yes.
But it was always kind of on the side when I had time for it. So I've kind of focused on doing that more professionally, which is great because installing shows is kind of like making artwork.
It's an art form for sure.
Yeah. It's arranging the pieces so that they make compositional sense in the setting of the building that they're in. And, you know, not everybody has that skill. Even artists find it hard, especially when they're new. And group shows, can be the hardest. But I certainly have done it for a while and have a good knack for it. Attention to detail, which I think is paramount for that sort of thing.
And you have the laser level.
Yes.
Which is so cool. It's this level that sets up and you can see the straight line all along the wall with a laser. So, yes, you definitely have a knack for it. That's an understatement. And your eye and your precision and your patience, I would say that is the one thing that is awesome about having you hang the shows is you're very patient. Because when you do have group shows and there are more than one person, more than one artist involved, it does get a little tricky to figure out exactly where it should go and what would look good next to you know, what piece of art looks good next to another piece of art. So
definitely
very, very good. We highly recommend Sean if you are looking, if your organization is hiring art or your company or any mm-hmm. your restaurant is hiring art.
I install in people's homes too. People just have a bunch of work. They maybe are moving into a new house or something. They don't know how to arrange it. And I've gotten gigs from that that have been really great. So even just a few pieces, you know, I can be hired for that in the home. And people have been really, really pleased with that. Because there is some, you know, you know you love the thing, but you want it to have its due on your wall and you want to have room enough for others and things like that. So it's a nice thing to provide for galleries, for at home, all sorts of things. So it's been a wonderful ride.
Very, very cool. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the Director of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. And we also are on 88.1 WSBR in Lee. That was as of December. I always forget that. So we're on WTBR and WSBR. Anyway, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're talking to Sean McCusker, who is an artist in the Berkshires and has a studio at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, where our offices are located. And if you haven't been to the Lichtenstein, we encourage all of you to get there. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. But as I said, it is our office, so we're often there other times, if you give us a call and we're there. We're happy to let you in and see the artwork. We have 40 Shades of Green up through the end of March. And then we are moving into the Berkshire Art Association Fellowship Show. Mm-hmm. One of the many hats that Sean wears is also on the Berkshire Art Association board. So mm-hmm. that's exciting. The Fellowship Show offers college students who are majoring in art either from the Berkshires or going to school in the Berkshires a chance to submit works.
Yes. So if you are from the Berkshires, going to college elsewhere, you are eligible. If you are, you know, live somewhere else and you're going to college in the Berkshires, you're eligible. So we take from both of those, and that's going to be a wonderful show. We've got 16 artists were selected for this year's exhibit, a nice myriad of different styles, printmaking, which is always fun to see. Represented. We have some videography, which is becoming more popular. We're seeing a lot more of that in these group shows and things, which is really exciting. The new mediums kind of coming in into their own here. And for that fellowship show, we give out $5,000 we have a grant from the Feigenbaum Foundation. And so that goes to the fellowship winnings for the artists, and it's a very wonderful show. The BAA has been putting that show on for many years. It's one of our main shows to help support, you know, the local students, the new artists coming in. You know, we have members on our board that
were a part of it years ago,
and it is so amazing to see all that kind of come together, and it's been really fun. So for me, I've been on the BAA board for a while. I just this year upgraded my position to now VP of Exhibitions. So I install all the shows for them as well.
Very
and we'll be installing
suited.
That one.
And it's also cool for the fellowship show. Oftentimes, this is the artist's first show in a gallery.
Yeah.
So it's cool to go to the reception and see their family and friends and mm-hmm. just in awe of, wow, this. And it's a cool white gallery space at the Lichtenstein. So it just looks good to have that be your first show. I don't know. I'm a little biased, I'm sure. But it's cool to see the looks on their faces for sure. That show goes up for the month of April, and the reception is Saturday, April 19th. Saturday, April 19th. And that, again, is when they're given the awards. Some of the artists are given juror prizes for their artwork, which it's very cool.
It is great. We usually have a little you know, celebration for that, where we name the people, give out envelopes and things like that. And it's a great time to support. That is 3 to 5 p.m. to that day for our opening. Anybody who can, it's good to support. And it's great for the students to see their work up, you know, framed properly, installed in a full show. You know, as an artist, I can't tell you how, you know, amazing it was the first time I exhibited and got to see my work on display. And there's something to that. You get a lot of gratification throughout the art making process. There's a lot that you get from making the work, you know, just the process of it, whether or not it turns out or not. There's therapy in that. It's very therapeutic to make art. Having a final product, you know, having people enjoy that, but then to have it displayed properly, you know, attention put to the display, having it up on the wall in that kind of context is just another level of kind of professionalism that can really inspire the younger generation. So I'm really so glad to be a part of that show and the history of it here. And it's it's a wonderful one for the students.
It's very cool. We're talking about the BAA, Berkshire Art Association Fellowship Show. The reception is on Saturday, April 19th from 3 to 5 p.m. It features 16 artists from the Berkshires or going to school in the Berkshires. There are people from the Berkshires that are going to school in Massachusetts, in Maine, and other places. And then there's local, quote unquote, local school students from Williams, MCLA, and some of those students live in Michigan. I know I'm from Michigan, and I met one woman from Williams who's from Michigan, we chatted. But it's cool, definitely a great highlight of the students and all of their artwork that they have on display. That is for the month of April at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. All of these things that we're talking about event-wise are on lovepittsfield.com, lovepittsfield.com. We run that website. If you have any events that you would like to be featured in Pittsfield on lovepittsfield.com, please let us know. Cultural.development@cityofpittsfield.org. We would love to post your information in our newsletter and or on our website for all to see, because we are all about promoting the cool things going on in Pittsfield and beyond. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We are so happy to be on WTBR and WSBR, Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR and 88.1 WSBR. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the Director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. And this week we are talking to Sean McCusker, an artist in the Berkshires that does many things and wears many hats these days, but is a part of the Berkshire Art Association, is the curator at Beckett Art Center, and your most recent endeavor is up in North Adams, right?
Yeah, so I'm one of the artists at Gallery North in North Adams. We have five permanent artists, one of which is me. It's owned and operated by Marilyn Cavallari. We opened in June last year, so we're coming on
almost a year. Wow.
Of operating. And so that's been really fun. And, you know, I've been helping out a lot there, doing, you know, publicity and things like that for them. And we have monthly openings, even though there's five permanent artists, we change out some of our work, but then we have a guest artist every month. In April, we're going to have Pittsfield artist Sally Tisca Rice will be showing there. So we'll have that opening the first Friday of the month, April 4th. From 4 to 7 p.m. So I'm really excited to get her work up there.
And she has a studio in the Clock Tower in Pittsfield, Clock Tower Artist Studios, and which are wonderful. Yeah, we're big fans of Sally's work.
Yeah. She's great. And, you know, I found, and this is, you know, a tip for other artists that might be listening, you know, it helps out a lot to, you know, get your work in other areas. And just North Adams is not that far away. You know, I mean, for me, down from Beckett, it's just an hour. But what I find is you get a different audience. Mm-hmm. There's different people that go to the shows up there. There's a little bit of crossover, but mostly it's new people. And for me, my work has done incredibly well up there. And I think primarily it's because, you know, I've only shown up there two times, you could say, my work has been on display up in North Adams. And They were a long time ago. And it's just new people seeing the work that can get excited by the work that, you know, will buy the work. So it's a great place. It's a wonderful gallery. It's on Eagle Street. If anyone knows North Adams, they probably know Jack's hot dog stand.
Yeah.
It is right across the street from Jack's. And so it's a wonderful place. And Eagle Street itself is kind of starting to bloom. We opened there. There was already, you know, galleries on the street, artist studios, but there were a lot of empty storefronts initially. And they have since started to, you know, really kind of develop. It's really popping off in a beautiful way. And hopefully once we get through the lull of the winter,
I know,
which hits everybody.
Which we're getting through. I mean, spring is springing for sure.
It is. We're really, really looking forward to having more people walking the streets and finding everything. And so it's really a wonderful time to be up there. And just spreading out is what I found is very, very helpful.
I think that's great advice for artists. And Berkshire County is amazing because it's Berkshire County, but it's also very wide, and there's a lot of depth and breadth to it, from all the way down to South County and Sheffield, all the way up to North Adams and Williamstown. You're right, it is different audiences. So if you can spread your work in all of that. There are five artists at this gallery. You and who are the other four?
So we have Barbara Patton, who's also a local Pittsfield resident and artist, and on the BAA.
Yeah.
There's Geta Hirsch. She's also a well-known artist down here, shown a lot. She's from Williamstown. Marilyn Cavallari, already said. And then Mallory Rich, who I didn't know previously. She's from Vermont. Up in Vermont a little way. She's kind of this equidistance from Beckett to North Adams, but north.
That's very cool. That's a great wide range of artists, and I bet you each bring a different voice and strong suit. I bet you each come together and say, "Wow, let's do this. Okay, let's do this." That's a cool.
It ended up being a very nice mix of people. You know, for the most part, I mean, you know, Barbara does ceramic work, so it's not representational at all. But the rest of the artists are kind of all in and about, you know, landscape painting, you know, different levels, but all different styles, which is really nice. You know, I'm kind of the most oddball from that because I'm really surreal in my work, but it fits in. And so it's a really nice collection of work that isn't too similar, but, you know, is cohesive in that, you know, sort of landscapey feel. And that's where sometimes, you know, we'll branch out from that with our guest artists. Sometimes we'll have an abstract painter to change things up. In the case of Sally, you know, she fits right into that that line of work, and you know, bringing her watercolor work to it. So
and
that's great.
Do you have guest artists every month?
Yes, every month we have a new guest artist. We also have events that we do. Usually in the middle of the month, we'll have an event. We're trying to get onto a regular calendar for that. We do have events too that we do, but we have our guest artist every month is a new guest artist. So it's usually around, I think probably around 10 pieces they'll have, you know, in the gallery. And it's right in the center of the gallery. And then a few pieces of the windows, things like that.
Very
so,
cool.
It's a nice, you know, exhibit of a new person's work. And then all the regular artists will rearrange things, will move things out and change them out month to month. We can't change all of our work every month because we don't have that much work.
Yeah, and that's a lot of work. I mean, you all have other things going on. So that's good stuff. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR and WSBR, 89.7 and 88.1. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Our website is lovepittsfield.com, where we feature all of the events happening in Pittsfield and beyond. We're talking to Sean McCusker, who is one of the artists at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, where our offices are located. about all that Sean does in the world, and it's a lot. It's definitely a lot. He is on the BAA, the Berkshire Art Association, which has an exhibit coming up at the Lichtenstein, the fellowship show in the month of April, but also a big part of the Beckett Art Center, and the new endeavor is up in North Adams at the
Gallery North.
And the Beckett Art Center often has calls for art for artists from all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for people, not just in Beckett, to know what's going on at the Beckett Art Center.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, we have a lot of artists from Pittsfield that will show there. We're just finishing up our call for the season. We do a general call that's being juried currently. But we have a couple art calls that are still out right now, I can mention.
Great.
So we have, first, a show that everybody might want to participate in. The work is already there. But we do this wonderful coffee sack auction show. And we do a masquerade for it at the end. It's a silent auction setup, so you could go online and bid now. And then at the final day, we do a masquerade at the end of the day, starting at 7 p.m. That's going to be March 28th at 7. That exhibit is it's going to be a different material in coming years, but we started it last year with coffee sacks, and we wanted to continue the theme this year. So artists could just take anybody. You didn't have to be an artist to apply. You could take the material and then do whatever you want with it, bring it back. You know, so it's a donation to the art center, and then we do this auction and have this wonderful party in a masquerade, you know, just fun fashion, and auction all the items off. And it's really fun and amazing to see what people come up with, because because you have artists, non-artists, but even artists that do it, you're using a material you don't normally use, and so you get, you know, you want to kind of challenge yourself. Oh, yeah. What can I do with this that's really fun and different? And so we've had clothing. Sally Tisker Rice actually made a pair of high heel shoes.
Oh, my goodness.
Which I bought in the gallery.
That's fun.
it was really amazing to see kind of the things people came up with last year and this year. So that one's going to be great, great fun. But we also have some calls for art for those looking to exhibit. We have a joint members show. So if you are a member of the Beckett Art Center or a member of the Guild of Berkshire Artists, we're having a members only show for that. The deadline for that call is April 15th.
Cool.
But you can go to the Beckett Art Center website to apply for that. We're also going to have an LGBTQ plus exhibit that is being put on through QMOB, Queer Men of the Berkshires group. It is open to all LGBTQ plus, but they're the ones that contacted us to put together the show. That call is open now and is going to end April 30th. So anybody that is a member of that community can submit work. Doesn't have to be, you know, queer themed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just work by members of that community, which is going to be really fun. And that, of course, will be up in June.
QMOB is a great organization. We're lucky to have them in the Berkshires for sure.
Yeah, the things that they do are great. A lot of passion. This is like, you know, their foray into an art exhibit. And it's been really fun to work with them and come up with ideas. And, you know, we've wanted to, we've thought about, you know, doing some diversity shows and how will we put that together? And it's great to have an organization to come and, you know, bring that knowledge to it and say, oh yeah, this is, you know, what we can do. Yeah. We know people, you know, we can reach that community directly, which is really fantastic.
That's great. So those calls are up on the Beckett Art Center website, which is
BeckettArtCenter.org.
Oh, that's easy.
Yep. And arts
and
is plural.
You can also Google Beckett Art Center and find it. But BeckettArtCenter.org has all of the information about the shows happening at the Beckett Art Center and the calls for art. Mm-hmm. And Anything else going on this summer in Beckett that you want to talk about?
The shows aren't planned out yet, so I'll leave it to that. But there's a lot of events that they do. You know, we have talk series. Speaker series, that's what it's called, and things like that. So there's a lot of things coming up, I'll leave it to as we get closer.
Yeah, that's a lot. Things to be revealed. All of the information is on the Beckett Arts Center, which is great to go to and look at and always check back to see what else is happening. And then Gallery North, if people want more information about Gallery North, they can go to what website?
So we are gallerynorthadams.com is our website. It just takes you to our Facebook page, but that's an easy way to find it. We post there, you can sign up. I do need to do something to get a newsletter. If you go to the gallery and give us your email, you get onto our email blast. But otherwise, just our Facebook and Instagram. We're also on Instagram as well. It's all Gallery North Adams because there's a lot of Gallery Norths out there.
Yeah, Gallery North in the Adams world. Is a good place to go. And Sean, as we said, is a part of the Berkshire Art Association, which has the fellowship show going on at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts for the month of April. And that has its own website as well, berkshireartassociation.org.
Yes.
But you also always can Google Berkshire Art Association and that will come up. And most of the events happening in Pittsfield are on lovepittsfield.com. Everybody should be taking notes and studying hard at all of these websites. The good thing is we have Google, and you can just literally Google everything we're talking about and it will come up. But lovepittsfield.com has a lot of the events going on in Pittsfield, and we send out a newsletter every week, and you can subscribe to that newsletter on lovepittsfield.com. And as I said, if you have any events happening in Pittsfield, please let us know about them because we will post them on our website. We are gearing up, as spring is springing, for First Fridays at 5, which starts May 2nd. The first Friday of the month in May is May 2nd, and we're excited to get going on that event for Pittsfield. The City of Pittsfield, Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., collaborate and put on this great. Two blocks of North Street will be closed. There will be a family fun zone, a beer garden, live music, a DJ, and makers market, art zone, art in the park kind of thing. Lots of stuff happening for First Fridays at 5 once again this year. And we're excited to bring it back again. Spring is springing. I do say that. And I figure if I keep saying it, it won't snow anymore. But I'm not sure that's true. Thank you so much for listening to the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show on WTBR and WSBR. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the Director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We are so happy that Sean McCusker, an artist in the Berkshires, joined us for this week's show. Thanks, Sean, for coming on.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Have a good week, everyone.